This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden visited Milwaukee, Wisconsin today, announcing more than $3 billion will go to infrastructure projects in 42 states, including $40 million to Wisconsin, to help reconnect communities. Chuck Hornbach of member station WUWM has more.
President Biden says the money coming from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act will rebuild many surface streets, bridges, and other transportation corridors to better help people walk, bike, take faster buses, and see more greenery.
I'm here to announce the first of its kind investment, $3.3 billion in 132 projects in 42 states.
Polls indicate Biden's in a close re-election battle in Wisconsin with likely Republican nominee Donald Trump. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
The House today approved a bipartisan bill that would require ByteDance, parent company of TikTok, to sell the social media app or face a ban on all U.S. devices, saying its structure makes it beholden to the Chinese government and therefore a national security risk. The bill's fate is unclear in the Senate. Some people angry about the U.S. supplying weapons to Israel and its war with Hamas are boycotting U.S. brands. NPR's Jana Raff reports it's spread through many Arab countries, including Jordan.
In bustling downtown Amman, the Starbucks branch is almost empty. But next door, a homegrown Jordanian coffee chain, Astrolabe, is filled with customers. Many of them, young people mostly, say they no longer go to Starbucks because of its perceived support for Israel. In fact, a lot of people, like Zayn Nadal, consult an app when deciding how to spend their money.
So you can put any brand or product name, and it will tell you why it's boycott. Like, how does it support Israel?
It's the same at McDonald's and in supermarkets, where shelves of Coke and Pepsi have been replaced by local cola. It's led to layoffs of Jordanian workers, as well as hurt some U.S. company profits. Those doing the boycotting say it's the only way they can send a message that the war in Gaza has to stop. Jana Raff, NPR News, Amman.
EU lawmakers approved the bloc's Artificial Intelligence Act, used as the world's first comprehensive legislation on AI. Terry Schultz reports.
The European Union's AI Act is expected to get final approval from EU leaders in May. It will then be implemented over the next 2 years. It will ban some applications of artificial intelligence, such as manipulation of human behavior, and will regulate other uses, such as biometric identification systems, based on their potential risks and impact. If tech companies violate the new rules, they could be banned up to 7% of their annual global revenue.
Terry Schultz reporting. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. This is NPR News. Former CNN host Don Lemon promised to bring a new video show bearing his name to the social media platform X. He sat down with X owner Elon Musk, and it all went south in a hurry. He says Musk canceled their deal. NPR's David Folkenflik has more.
Musk owns SpaceX, too, so let's call this a failure to launch. Lemon called their exchange tense, yet said on his own subsequent social media posts that he kept telling Musk it showed the importance of the free flow of ideas. Musk touts X as a haven for free speech, but did not apparently like what Lemon had to say, particularly questions about his alleged drug use and anti-Semitic remarks. On X, which you may know as Twitter, Musk attacked Lemon and CNN, as well as former CNN chief Jeff Zucker. A new CNN boss let Lemon go last spring after he made sexist and ageist remarks about Nikki Haley. Lemon's new show is to debut on March 18th. X says Lemon can post, but without any financial partnership. Lemon says he'll seek the money that Musk promised. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Dollar Tree plans to close around 1,000 Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores around the country after the discount chain reported an unexpected fourth-quarter loss in its earnings report today. About 600 stores will be closed in the first half of this year. The rest will come over the next several years. Dollar Tree acquired Family Dollar in 2015 for more than $8 billion and has more than 16,700 stores around the country. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures are up a fraction. NASDAQ futures are up about 0.2%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.